I'm Deborah Allen, and you're listening to Lee Williams. He's my man.
Interviews, and one of my favorite singers of all time is Deborah Allen.
Thank you so much. That is so sweet of you to say. I appreciate that.
I mean, it's been a few years since I last saw you and talked to you. I think it was the Christian Country Awards we were involved with together.
Yeah, that has been a while. It really has. I had a song that I was presenting an award on the Christian Country Awards, and I didn't even realize it was winning an award that night. It's called From the Bottle to the Bible. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, you're a big songwriter. What, over 2,000 songs written, published. So many artists recording your songs. Just give some of those artists and songs.
Yeah, well, I've been very fortunate. You know, some of my songs that have done real well for me were like number one with John Conley and Patti Loveless and Tanya Tucker and... Leanne Rimes recorded five of my songs. Brooks and Dunn and Reba McEntire and... they did a Christmas song, and Fleetwood Mac, Diana Ross. I've had a pretty good cross-section. George and Tammy, Conway and Loretta, So blessed to have so many wonderful artists record my songs. It's just one of the greatest compliments that a writer can receive.
But then you've had a string of hits of your own.
I have, you know.
Name some of those.
Well, of course, everybody knows my, well, not everybody knows, but most people know my song, which is my signature song called Baby I Lied.
Yeah.
That's the one that I'm most known for, I meant to say. And I love it. It's carried me around the world. But, I've had stuff like I've Been Wrong Before, Break These Chains, If You're Not Gonna Love Me, what else? Gosh, put me on the spot. I can't even think of my own songs.
That's okay. Now, a story you told me some time ago is that Leanne Rimes came to you for assistance and help when she was very young.
Yeah, this lady that used to work at the record label I was on, at that time I had been on Giant Records, but she had moved back to Texas. And she called a friend of mine, who later became my husband, Raymond Hicks, and she called up Raymond and said, "Hey, Raymond, there's this little girl down here in Texas that is a great singer, and she loves Deborah, and she's coming to town to try to get a record deal, but all she can talk about is, I want to meet Deborah Allen. I want to meet Deborah Allen." So she goes, "Do you think Deborah would, take the time to meet with her?" So Raymond called me and told me what Anna had said. And he goes, "Now, it's up to you. You know, we hear a lot of these stories about young singers and all." And I said, "Well, say there's a 13-year-old girl who thinks I'm cool." And he goes, "Yeah, but now it's up to you." And I said, "Hey," I said, "if there's a 13-year-old girl who thinks I'm cool, I want to meet her. I don't care what she sounds like." So she and her parents, and they actually had their attorney with them too, they drive up into my driveway, and they came in a truck. It was covered in dust. It had one of those little topper things on the back. They get out, and they come. I'm waiting for them, and they come shimmering up to the front porch, and she steps inside, and she's like, "Someday I'm going to have a house like this." And in my mind, I was thinking, you should have seen my last one. This one's not quite as big as my last one. But I showed her around the house. I was just sort of being a nice hostess. And then we went upstairs in this loft that I have, and I picked up my guitar, and I just started kind of strumming something just randomly. And she started singing it. It's like, "My baby gives me satisfaction. My baby gives me all his love." I just kept playing. She knew the whole entire song, word for word. And at the end, I went, "My gosh, I can't believe you knew all the words to my song." And she goes, "Oh, yeah, I learned both of your CDs." She only knew about two of my CDs, my two on Giant. She says, "I learned both of your CDs, and I am recording some of your songs, and I am getting a record deal." And in my mind, I thought, bless her heart, I hope it works out for her. But my gosh, it worked out for her in such an amazing way. And between her first and second album, she recorded 5 of my songs. So that was amazing. I made a new friend and got 5 songs recorded. And, it's just really a blessing to be even a tiny part of her incredible career and watching her star rise the way that it did. And I still have probably more important to me even than any of my Millionaire Play Awards and all this stuff. Those are great, and believe me, I am so thankful for them. But I really treasure things like her little handwritten letter and her little 13-year-old handwriting saying, "Thank you for taking the time, and I enjoyed visiting with you," and all of that. So those kind of things really mean a lot to me.
what are you up to now? Are you touring?
Yes, we're gearing up to tour. You know, of course, the last couple of years has been kind of slow for all of us, but I just, through my record label, which my record label is Audium Nashville, BFT, they also have a booking agency that's affiliated with them, so I'll be with Fusion Booking Agency, and so it's going to be great to have that kind of team to get me geared up and back out on the road. Of course, I have a few things in the books already, but I know as the year progresses, the momentum's going to pick up, and because this new album's already getting a lot of great reception with the new single, Blue Collar Baby. I don't know if you've heard that one yet or not. You know what I like about that one, Lee? I like that because I came from a blue-collar family. My parents were automobile upholsterers. In fact, they actually upholstered and designed the interior of Elvis's first bus. He did, and I got to camp out in it. So I joke sometimes and say, yeah, I slept in Elvis's bed. But I was only like 3 years old, so it doesn't count. Still, it's every girl's dream. But so, you know, so I know what it's like to be people who work with your hands for a living and to be provide a service for other people. And so Blue Collar Baby, especially these days with everything going on with the truckers and the pipeliners, the gold miners, all of that stuff that's going on in our country, I think they have appreciated it so much. And I've gotten a lot of great feedback from it. And the blue-collar workers are the backbone of America. I think they're the backbone of the whole world.
People, oh, that's very true.
It's true. And so, you know, it really means a lot to me that that seems to, it's a playful song. It's kind of rockabilly, but it seems to have touched their hearts in a special way. And that means a lot to me. I'm Deborah Allen, and you're listening to Lee Williams. He's my man.
He's been known to pop a top about 5 o'clock. Seven, he's ready to rock, and I hold on tight. We rock all night. We drop another dollar, dance around the floor. Come closing time, we're dancing out the door. Yeah, it's time to get gone. Take it on home with my blue collar baby. He's my blue.
I haven't been doing the Opry quite as much. I did it not long ago for a special project that I was on. It was a tribute album filmed at the Franklin Theater for John D. Loudermilk.
Okay.
And we were so blessed because John D. Loudermilk, my guitar player is Mike Loudermilk, he's a genius, but a lot of great people on this album, Rodney Crowell and just tons of people on this album. But we were able to perform for John while he was still with us. He had this great big cushy chair sitting out right up close to the stage. So we each got to come out and sing one of his many iconic songs. And so then later on, after he did pass away, the Opry did a special on that. So I got to go out and sing a song.
Good. So what do you think about Nashville? It's changed so much.
Well, it was changing when I got here. You know, when I first got here years ago, that's what I heard. People, you know, that it's changing. And then, you know, people sometimes would go, oh, I don't like that new music they were doing back, you know, in like 1974 or 78 and then 80s.
No, I understand.
You know,
but music's got to progress.
Yeah, music's got, but what I'm just saying is it's always going to be progressing. Then it comes back to its roots. I've been hearing it off and on all my life. But the thing that I am so happy about is that early on I had such great mentors, you know, that took me under their wing, and people like Shel Silverstein and great songwriters up at Tree Publishing, and, you know, just showed me the value and the importance of songwriting, because, it all begins with a song, like Maggie Cavender said. And so, you know, everybody's going to put their own spin on a song. So I'm always all for it.
I think I really mean the city itself.
The landscape?
It's just lost its heart somewhere.
Well, I have to say that there is a little twinge of my heart that breaks a little bit when I go down Music Row and I see so many condos where there used to be old antique homes that we would gather in inside and write. The one that I lived in, 1107 16th Avenue South, is still there. And that was a great place. But, yeah, I know what you're saying. And even down on Lower Broadway, the honky-tonks are still there, but they're a little bit more commercialized. You know, they're three stories. They got a bar and a band on every floor. You know, it's different. It's different. You know, but you know what? It's all bricks and boards, and as long as we keep our heart, you know, and we stay in touch like we're doing to get today, they can't take our memories away, and we still are here, so we can make a lot more great memories and a lot more great music for country music to enjoy.
Great. Well, Deborah, thank you so much for talking to us. We'll be playing your music as much as we can.
Thank you.
Waiting for the new album.
Yes.
And we'll play tracks of you, some of your hits and everything.
Well, thank you so much, and if I can be of any help to y'all in any way, once everything gets to you and starts coming out, let me know, because I'm all for it. And I love you guys.
Thank you, Deborah.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Deborah Allen, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
He stopped loving me today, though I stood by my man. Guess I'll grab another quarter and call someone who gives a damn. Traded a big piece of my heart for a pawn shop golden ring. It's way past crying time, 'cause even though I walked the line, he left me with this broken wing. Songs playing all night long like a jukebox in my mind, drowning all my sorrows in old sweet dreams and honky tonk wine. Remember why care about your careless love. I'd trade all my tomorrows for just one more sweet, tender touch. I pray to the keeper of the stars from blue eyes crying in the rain before the next teardrop falls, before I'm saying hello walls, save me from that long black terrain.